tonight is W2MJB. My name is Mark. My location is Simpsonville. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. The repeater is located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina state line, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Convenience, you can check in by APERS message sent to W4DJW, or you can also check in by Echolink node 545072. Any formal traffic for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. Announcements or bulletins for the net, please call W2MJB or net control. Now begin the roll call portion of the net. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG 2 portion. Before calling the individual RF groups, I'd like to recognize the early check-ins. First, we have KN4HTP. Forgot my wife's call sign there for a second. That's Wendy here at home. W4FCM, Fred, they're in Traveler's Rest, and he brings along his wife, Isla, and for IEI. We also have Andy checking in early, KI4LZI, they're in Table Rock, and Bill from Anderson, KC4W. Appreciate you all, those who checked in early through the Brar's website. Next, if there's any new hams out there, new hams only, please call W2MJB or net control. Okay, with that, it doesn't look like there's any new hams checking in tonight, so we'll go ahead and go to Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or net control.
Net control, please check in KJ4HKC. That's Kilo Juliet 4, Hotel Kilo Charlie. This is John. My current QTH is Lake Kiowa. I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net, recognizing KJ4HKC John, who is right now out on Lake Kiowa. It's a great time of the year to be out there. Enjoy your time, John, and have a great evening. Next is a text check-in through Echolink, W4NGU, Phil in Boiling Springs. Appreciate him coming along and checking in via text. With that, we will go ahead and start with our Echolinks, or not the Echolink, but the regular RF check-ins. Tonight being Sunday night, we start with Alpha through Delta. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Okay, Net Control, please check in Whiskey 4, Fox, Charlie, Mike. That was a pre-net check-in. I'm sure you got those. My wife on November 4 at India, Echo India. Fred and I have a negative, negative, TR. Thank you.
MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and my wife, Kilo, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, Michelle. We're all in Piedmont, and we'll all be negative and negative.
MJB. Good evening. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David in Inman. I'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right out there. 73.
Delta Oscar Sierra, KI4DOS, that's Gary, and my pretty little bride Joy, Kilo 3 Juliet Oscar Yankee, K3JOY, We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening, Q, Wendy, and all on the net.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize, first off, Fred, I recognized you earlier as far as the early check-ins via the website. So you and Isla and 4IEI have already been recognized. So, but thank you for checking in again, and have a wonderful evening. Next, we have KK4DMW. That's Rick in Piedmont, and he brings along his wife, Lorena, KK4ONO, and his daughter, Michelle, KM4MLQ. Thank you for checking in tonight, Rick, and have a great evening. Next is KO4AOW, David in Inman, and Jim, KO4BDM. They're in Taylor's. And lastly, we have Gary, our Wednesday night net controller. They're in Easley, KI4DOS, and he brings along his wife, Joy, K3JOY. Have a great evening, Gary, and we appreciate you coming along and checking in. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Delta, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta, Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative, negative. Thanks for calling that tonight, Mark.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. There is one station that is trying to get in, but you're way down in the noise. Everything is broken up, just barely hitting the repeater. So if you want to move around a little bit and see if you can check in, that'd be great. Next, recognize W4DJW Dave in Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dave. And we hope you have a wonderful evening. With that, let me go back to Echolink stations only. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, this is Kilo Nafour, Lima, Quebec, Oscar, TAN4LQO, Ryan in Tacoa. On Echolink, finishing up at work. Hopefully I get back to my truck, and I'll stick around for a little bit of rag chew.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing Ryan, KN4LQO. They're in Tacoa, coming home from work, and do have you round down for a little rag chew toward the end. So if you don't get home, and but we'll give you a call back when we get to the rag chew portion. Looks like that's it for Alpha through Delta, so we'll go ahead and move to the second group of Echo through Hotel. Please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Echo, Dan, over in northern Simpsonville. Just check me in and out, please. Thank you.
Net Control, this is Kilo, Oscar 4, Henry, Kilo X-ray, Patrick and Penrose, and I'll hang around.
Control. Kilo, Oscar 4, Hotel, Echo, Lima, KO4HEL. My name is Ed. I'm in River Falls. I'll be negative and negative.
This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Kevin, I got you that time. You were still heavily broken up, but your call sign did come through there for a second. That's KN4UBG. They're in Fountain Inn. I don't know if you're in Fountain Inn or somewhere else. That didn't come through, but I did get you in the log. So thanks for continuing to try and making forth that effort. Next, I have WB4FEE, Dan, in northern Simpsonville, and KO4HKX, Patrick, in Penrose. Appreciate you checking in, Patrick, and I do have you down for a little rag chew toward the end of the net. And lastly, Ed, KO4HEL, in River Falls. Appreciate you coming along, Ed, and checking in tonight. Any other check-ins echo through hotel, please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB. Check-in Kilo Charlie 4, Echo, Zulu, November, KC4EZN, Harry and Cameron, negative, negative, all right, thanks.
Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Golf, Mike, Papa, James, Greenville, Melville, negative and negative.
2MJB, net control to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KC4EZN, Harry, there in Canton, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, Harry. And KO4GMP, Dave in Greenville. Dave, you didn't come up on my log, so this is the first time checking in for you, unless you called your, unless you changed your log call sign. Thanks for checking in. We're here every night at 9 o'clock. I appreciate you coming back as many times as you can. And any other check-ins, let's do one last time. Echo through hotel. Please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Echo through hotel, so we'll move to the next group. India through Lima, please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Hello, Kilo 4. Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar. And I'm James up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative 73s for each one of you.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Checking in KK4JFO, James in Tuxedo, North Carolina. Thanks for checking in tonight, James. Any other check-ins, India through Lima, please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB. Mark, please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out if you would, please. Everyone, have a good night. 7-3.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KK4JBQ, our friend Larry, there in Greer, along his wife Donna, KC4MFK. Appreciate you coming along tonight, checking in with me, Larry. And have a wonderful evening. Enjoy the cool weather and the start of fall. With that, that looks like that's it for India through Lima, so we'll move to the next group of Mike through Papa. Please call W2MJB or net control.
JB. Please check in Kilo 4, Oscar, India, Mike. Walt and Edmund, I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize K4OIM, Walt and Edmund. Thanks for checking in tonight, Walt. Are there any other check-ins? Mike through Papa, please call W2MJB or net control. W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like, Walt, you're the sole owner of the Mike through Papa group tonight, unless someone checks in on the large group, but thank you for checking in. We'll go to the next check-in group of Quebec through Tango. Please call W2MJB or net control.
MJB. Please check in. Kilo, November 4. Romeo, Juliet, November. John and Edmund, and I'll hang around.
MJB. 4 Tango Sierra, Jim. Helder, be negative and negative. Getting ready to start another week working on airplanes.
4 Romeo Oscar Whiskey, K4ROW Richard and Grable. No traffic, no roundtable.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KN4RJN, one of our net controllers. John, there in Inman. Thanks for checking in tonight, John, and I do have you down in slot number 3 for rag shoot tonight. So you're down on the log there. And next, K4ROW, Richard in Greenville. Thank you for coming along tonight, Richard, and checking in And before I forget, there's KW4TS, Jim in Pelzer. Apparently just getting off work, I guess, from working on airplanes. So, Jim, glad you're able to stay home now and not travel around the country, and enjoy the evening. Any other check-ins, Quebec through Tango, please call W2MJB or Net Control. This is W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like that's it for Quebec through Tango. So the last small group, Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Uniform through Zulu, anyone there with their last letter in there, or the first letter in their suffix with Uniform through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control. W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Looks like Uniform through Zulu, everyone's on vacation tonight. Hopefully they're having all a wonderful evening. Now we'll open it up to the large group. Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
WMJB, everyone on the net, this is November 4, Hotel Charlie, in for HHC, Warren and Taylors. We'll be negative and negative tonight.
JP, this is KC8PJM, Kilo Charlie 8, Papa Juliet Mike, Fletcher in Simpsonville. Check me in and out. Good evening to you all on the net.
JP. Hello, Mark. This is Sam. Slap him. KG4.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize N4HHC, Warren and Taylors. Thanks for coming along tonight and checking in with me, Warren. And lastly, we have Fletcher, our friend Fletcher here in Simpsonville, KC8PJ. I'm really messing this up, Fletcher. KC8PGM. Thanks for coming along and checking in tonight, Fletcher. It's good to hear you on the radio since we haven't seen you for about 6 months. Sounds good, and welcome you back anytime. And then, Sam, I got the KG, and then your radio went unkeyed. So if you want to recheck, I would be glad to get you in the log tonight.
W2MJB. Yeah, this is me, Sam. Mark, I turned around and hit the plug on the radio that where it plugged in at, and knocked the plug out of the wall. I looked and I seen it was black. I said, "Well, he ain't hearing me now." So, but it was KG4LPF, Kilo Golf, Lima Papa Foxtrot, Sam and Slapdown. 73 Street, brother. Glad to be on here with you.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Got you that time, Sam. KG4LPF there in Slaptown. Appreciate you coming along and checking in tonight, Sam. And good luck with that plug. May have to stretch it up somewhere so you can't hit it with your feet next time. Good recover on that unplugging of your radio. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Net Control, Sierra Uniform Golf, K4SUG, Ray Traveler's Rest, no traffic, no chew, good evening.
W2MJB, Net Control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize K4SUG, Ray, in Traveler's Rest. Thanks for checking in tonight, Ray. Hopefully, the weather's treating you nice there in Traveler's Rest, and you have a great evening. Thanks for checking in. Looks like that's it right now for the check-in, so we'll move to the RAG 2 portion of that. All stations wishing to secure may do so. Looks like our first RAG 2 was on Echolink. That's KN4LQO, Ryan. He dropped off Echolink. Maybe is on RF right now, so we'll give him a chance to respond. KN4LQO, Ryan, are you still there for RAG 2?
This is ELO November 4, Lima, Quebec, Oscar. I am still here. I don't have any, don't have much good reception down here this far south, and so I just kind of have to move my truck around, and I'm still kind of at work, but there's no one else here, and I'm just on a whatever kind of time sheet. So I'm just upgrading some firmware on some camera system, and I haven't had the time to get on and check in. And I said, well, I also haven't had the time to really sit down and rag to. And I've never ragged to with Mike before, so I just want to see how it goes.
Right now, you're sounding pretty good. A little faint, but I'm not sure what the distance is. Down there in Toccoa, I think, what is it, about 55, 60 miles?
70 miles, about how the crow flies. So, and I'm running off of, I believe, 10 watts here. So I usually can get pretty good, and even where I sit at work, I mean, it's a pretty open pretty open field, and it's got a nice big parking lot, so sometimes I can even hit it on a handheld. There's a few places around Toccoa I can hit it on a handheld, but surprisingly, the giant mountain that we have is not one of them. So I don't know where that plays into there, and I've tried to even get a directional antenna going straight up there, and it doesn't do anything. I assume either some interference or maybe my bearing's incorrect. Maybe there's just another giant mountain in between how high that one is up, and I really have no other explanation for it. I can't understand it sometimes, but I do get some pretty good reception, and I know that sometimes I have problems with Echolink, and sometimes it'll drop out either in the middle of listening or in the middle of talking, and I'd hate for that to happen, especially the wireless at the work is not the best. So I didn't want to keep it going on Echolink and then it cut out and drop our conversation for a minute.
Well, Ryan, that sounds pretty good. I mean, you're coming through pretty good right now. You were doing just fine on Echolink as well. I know the other night, I don't know if you were listening, but Dave, the net manager, was checking somebody in from Charleston, actually, and they were transmitting at 75 watts, which if you're transmitting at 10 watts from Toccoa, that's pretty good for 10 watts to go there with the 2 meter, and I think it probably helps greatly that the repeater's up at 3,500 feet in elevation. So as long as there's not a little hill in your way, I'm sure that you're able to hit it pretty good.
I have talked to Dave about a little bit about integrating some Echolink with our repeater, and for the most part, I've got it set up. There are some bugs that I have to work out that I haven't been able to work out, but for the time being, it works. The only downfall to it is an off-site, it's a fully off-site system. So there's no Echolink up on the mountain. It's just a radio that goes to the mountain that sits in my house. And the downfall with that is the courtesy tone just keeps going every time, anytime it's kicked on. So connecting our repeater up to that repeater is a no-go so far. But that's one thing I would like to do, is just to be able to be anywhere that I want to be in Toccoa and sit on half a watt, really, is all I need. Sit anywhere, because the mountain that's up here is high enough that it goes over pretty much every house in Toccoa, and I'd still be able to hit that repeater. And that is the major plan, and our next meeting for our radio club is going to be in October, the second week in October, and so hopefully I'll get two things accomplished, and one of them is going to be trying to convince them that we need to put Echolink up on the mountain, and it'll be like 10 times easier. Not sure how we're going to integrate it with that repeater controller, if we're going to upgrade to a digital system such as that with the Raspberry Pi controlling most of it, or if we're just going to integrate it up there some other way by plugging it into the microphone port, or I think some of you have a data access port. And also the other thing is hopefully getting my general and starting up on some HF contacts. That is the next four movement. And the third and final one and to not get elected president, because the elections are this upcoming meeting, and I am not looking forward to missing it and getting sucked into being a president.
Your club down there has got quite a bit going on. Our repeater here, the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, the actual Echolink radio is at the net manager's residence. And so his the node comes into his house, and then it just transmits. I think they've got a Kenwood 710G radio that they've got hooked up, and has been running quite a while on that. And it goes right into the repeater from his home. So it can be done. I don't have his contact information with me right here, but I think if you get on the Brar's website and go to the link about the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, you might be able to send them a message, and he might be able to give you some pointers as far as what it will take to get your Echolink tied in to your repeater with it not being on site. Since he's currently got that same kind of a system set up with the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. So sounds like you have quite a bit going on with the elections going on in your club. And good luck with the Echolink connection. Anything else on your mind tonight?
In the net cam for LQO. Yeah, I've actually been in contact with him for a while. He's the one who's been helping me out with a lot of the setup, actually. He shared his design with me, and that's kind of how I'm running. There's a few things that I've got snagged on that I found my own way around. Right now, it's cross-banded through a simplex frequency on a 440 frequency to our 2-meter repeater up on the mountain. And there's a few points of failure there that I really don't like, and I would love to have it on the repeater so we don't have to worry about it at all. The building that we have our site in has internet connection. It is possible, and it has been talked about, but our current president doesn't want to make that decision right before he is no longer president and kind of force something else onto the next president. He wants the next president to decide that. He doesn't want to be that guy. But I have been in contact with him, and he has been very, very helpful, especially with getting everything set up. He did provide me that full design on the I'm using the Kenwood CMB 71, I think. And that's the original design that he had. And when I had done it originally, it was on a portable. And that didn't work. The club president said at one point in time he had done it, but he had done it straight through his computer and just never used his computer. And that's the radio that he used. So we just got one of those. I put it through on a Raspberry Pi and using the same system that he's using. And it's working fairly decent so far. There's a couple snags, but I've just put in a couple of forums on the website and hoping that somebody will come back and answer them. But other than that, no, sir, I don't have anything else. Thank you for the good luck, Charm. I'm really excited. I'm just trying to cram as much as I can. I'm really excited to get on HF and actually move up. I told people in the club I'm not worried about my general until after I am graduated from college, and I am graduated from college, so it is that time. So that's the next step. But other than that, I don't have anything else, so I will go ahead and let you get back to hopefully a couple more check-ins and the other rag tours. So I will say 73 to you, good talking to you, and 73 to everybody else on the net. KM4 LQO, and I will be clear.
LQO. Good luck with that, General. Congratulations on graduating from college, considering what you had to go through to finish that up. And good luck. I'm glad that you were able to get a hold of Dave, and he's been able to help you. With that, let's take a small break and go back to check-ins. There's an Echolink station, and then we'll check if there's anybody on RF. Echolink stations only. Please call W2-MJB or Net Control.
W2MJB, if you will check in, KA4, PQA, Kilo Alpha 4 for Paco Bake Alpha, Stephen in Greenwood. Good evening, Mark, good evening to yourself and all the net. No traffic in the RAQ. Or no traffic in the roundtable.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KA4PQA, Stephen in Greenwood. Thanks for checking in tonight, Stephen. Don't know if the phone or whatever it was you were checking in on, if it was an iPad, but your voice was very faint. I was able to get you in, but good luck, and appreciate you checking in with me tonight. Any other check-ins on RF, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB, net control, would you please check in? Kilo, Mike 4, Golf, Zulu Golf, David in Easley, South Carolina. Again, Kilo, Mike 4, Golf, Z, Golf, David in Easley.
MJB, in KF4QM. Kilo Fox 4, Quebec Mike. My name is Eric. I'm in 6 Mile, and I'll be negative and negative. Most pleasant good evening to all.
2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to recognize KM4GZG, David in Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight, David. And then got the KN4QM, if I got your call sign correct, and that's Mike in 6 Mile. If I got your call sign correct, you have not been in my log before. If it's incorrect, if you can recheck and verify the information I have, I would appreciate it.
The call is Kilowatt Foxtrot 4, Quebec Mike, KF4. QM, and my name is Eric, E-R-I-C, Echo Romeo, India, Charlie.
Thank you, this is W2MJB. Thank you, Eric, for rechecking that. I really messed that up. That's KF4QM, Eric in 6 Mile. Thanks for your patience, and we got you in the log clear and clean right now. Any other check-ins, Alpha through Zulu, please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB in Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Victor Hotel. This is Brian in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative.
W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, recognizing KO4BVH. Ryan in Greenville, thanks for checking in tonight, Ryan. Another new check-in on my log. We're here every night at 9 o'clock, if you're not aware of that, and I appreciate you coming in and checking in with me tonight. With that, we'll go back to the RAG Chews. Next on the list is KO4HKX. Patrick, are you still available for RAG Chew?
No, this is KO4HKX. I'm still here.
HKX, what do you have on your mind tonight, Patrick?
I just wanted to take a minute and introduce myself. I've only had my license about 2.5 weeks now, so just trying to get used to everything, so bear with me on call signs. I'll still mess them up.
No problem. We all go through it. Even when you have a call sign and you use for a little bit and then you change it, it's still hard to get the initial habit of using your call signs, and the HKX is a little bit of a tongue tire, that combination. So how's everything going with your ham experience so far?
Good. Trying to figure out all this stuff, how it all works together, and get it all straight in my head.
Yeah, unless I think if you're an electronics enthusiast, and you know, a little bit of it takes some time. Granted, it's easy now that there's so many commercial radios available, and so that you don't have to build your own. But there is a guy out in western Colorado that is kind of, he's got a lot of videos that he's done. Not only the licensed videos, which I think is what he started with, but I think his call sign is K4OG. They call him Dave Kassler is his name. So if you look it up there on the website, Dave Kassler, he has a lot of videos that I've watched, and it's really helped me out quite a bit on my adventure.
For that information, just looking now about giving me a mobile radio instead of this little handheld that I've got.
Every Wednesday night, KI4DOS hosts the SwapNet. And occasionally there will be a mobile radio there that somebody's selling at a reasonable price, unless you wish to buy a brand new one. And, I mean, those are the options, complete options that you have available. But, yeah, the mobiles are nice upgrade from the handheld, but the handheld is where everybody starts.
It's all day in a vehicle driving, so handheld is up to good.
That's correct. Anything else, Patrick, that's on your mind tonight?
No, sir. I'll leave you with that in 73. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Henry Kilo X-ray. Thank you for the info. Good night.
More than welcome, and good luck. And if you haven't got your general rent yet, go ahead and start practicing. It's easier to go from one license to the other when you have time to practice one after the other. That's what I did, and it really helped out a lot. So, KN4RJN, you're next up there. John, are you still there on the radio?
This is KN4RJN. Yeah, I'm still here. Just another day in paradise. What can I say? I'm getting dragged in about 14 different directions here. Got a sick buddy, army buddy out in Texas, needs my help. I've got, my wife's got an uncle up in Indiana that's not doing too well. My daughter and her husband are trying to move, and she's developed tendonitis in her right arm and got it in a sling. And I'm helping my granddaughter with her schoolwork, and my computer's in the shop. Other than that, it's great. How are you doing?
Great. No leaks in the roof right now, then, to add to it.
Oh, the roof taken care of, but I'm not smelling any chocolate coming over the radio there, so I take it Wendy's not baking anything.
No, she's not baking anything. I've tried to put a little bit of a stop to that, because when she bakes stuff, then I eat it, and then I have to go exercise more than what I generally like to do. So she's not doing anything right now tonight.
I forget who it was. Excuse me. I forget who it was. It might have been Harry up in Candler. KC4EZN said that worked out the formula for laps to brownies, as it were, or miles to brownies or something like that. For every bite of that, you could run a lap or walk a lap or two and or a mile or two, and then you can have another bite. So whatever that formula was, I think it was Harry that did that. You can use that formula and then indulge yourself, I guess.
I was, I think I was probably about 21. I think I'd gained a little bit of weight. And then I started to do some labor with my dad, who did concrete work. Took a break there for a couple of years to go out and have an adventure, and it was interesting that, you know, you don't eat a lot and you exercise, and it seems like the weight sheds off of you. So yesterday I took advantage of the clouds, went out to the side of my house where I needed to put the sprinkling pipes in, and so I got that all in. It was probably, I'm guessing, probably about 90 feet total when you add it all up of trench that I dug. I had to shovel the grass and flip it over and then dig the trench. So it was about 80 feet. It was about, I don't know, 8 inches deep. So I put the sprinkler pipe in. Got that done. Took me about, I think, probably about 11 hours to get all that done. So needless to say, my legs and my body is feeling it today.
Yeah, sounds like you're way too ambitious there. For exercise, I work crossword puzzles, but I take the dog out back from time to time. But I'm hoping, I don't know that it's going to happen, but I'm hoping the grass is not going to grow too much more before the cold weather sets in. But I think I'm going to have to mow at least once more, which is always, there's a lot of mowing to do. But other than that, I probably won't be here Friday. I don't know where I'll be, whether I'll be in Indiana, North Carolina, or Texas, but I probably won't be here, so I asked Dave to cover me there. And I don't know where I'm going to be next Friday, for that matter, so I'd like to advertise for some more net controllers, because we need some.
Net controllers, because one person can't handle it all. I know Robert, who was the manager before Dave, I think for a period there he was calling probably two-thirds over half the, or maybe at least half the evenings of the month for the NIP, and I think he had racked up like 15,000 check-ins over the period of time he was the net manager. So, yeah, it comes fast. Sorry to hear that you have friends and family that are having so many problems. And hopefully, fortunately, you're retired. Maybe that's maybe not a fortunate thing, but it fortunately enables you to be able to go help those who of your friends who and family who need some help. Over.
When it rains, it pours. It's like, if one needed help, and then, you know, maybe in a couple of weeks another one needed something, and then in a couple of weeks another one needed something, that wouldn't be so bad. But when they all need something at once, it's, I don't know which way to turn. So we may be going in three different directions here before too much longer.
I wish you the best making that decision. Hopefully all you can do is try to make the best decision and then let the cards fall where they may.
As hard as I try, I can only be in one place at one time, so, you know, that is what it is. But anyway, I'm going to back on out of here. Say hi to Wendy for me. See if there's anybody else there who wants to check in. I think second shift's probably already arrived, but y'all take care of yourself and take care of each other, and I'm going to back on out of here. 73's to y'all. This is KN4RJN. I am clear.
You too, MJB, net control for Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Thanks, John, for the rag chew, and good luck. And we look forward to hearing you check in by Echolink while you're out in your travels. With that, any other check-ins, have I missed anybody, I guess, for check-ins or comments, please call W2MJB or Net Control.
Yeah.
It is not too late to check in. Be glad to take your check-in.
Thank you. This is KO4HNG, Sam in Gilbert. No traffic, no comments. Appreciate it.
MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, confirming Sam's check-in there in Gilbert, KO4HNG, that's Kilo Oscar 4 Hotel November Golf. Sam, is that correct? You were not in my log before, so I just want to double-check, make sure I have it correct.
That is correct, Hotel November Golf. Yeah, it was changed. That my old call was KG4TXO, and my new call is KO4HNG.
Great. Thanks for checking in tonight, Sam, and congratulations on the new call sign. and hopefully you won't mix those up as time goes on. I do that occasionally. I even use my wife's call sign once in a while, so I appreciate you checking in. One last call. Comments or check-ins, please call W2MJB or net control.
2MJB, this is James, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Mike Papa. I said Greenville, I meant Greer, silly me. I called earlier. This is actually first contact for me. I'm a new hand. I'm just hitting you on my little Baofeng right now, but I will be upgrading very soon.
W2MJB net control, recognizing you. Make sure I have this correct. KO4GMP, Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Mike Papa. And what was the location again?
Kilo Oscar 4, Golf Mike Papa. The location was Greer, not Greenville. Silly me, I apologize. But yeah, first contact, a little nervous, but super exciting.
Fantastic, James. Glad you are connecting. Did you just pass your test, your technician's license test?
Correct. Passed it about 2 weeks ago, and I've been sitting around just thinking, do I call anybody or do I just keep listening? But it's time to make a call. KO4GMP.
Congratulations on passing that test and getting your radio and making your first contact. I'm glad I was able to help you there. And, my wife, when I passed my test, my wife passed hers, we just kind of listened to the net for a while and other people before we checked in, just so we could check out and see how the routine goes. So congratulations again, and have a wonderful evening, and it'll be a fun experience for you to learn that. Amateur radio hobby, and there's a lot of us out there, and everybody's willing to help you.
Super duper excited. Thank you so much. That'll probably be it for me. 73
2MJB net control for the Blue Ridge 2 meter net. Okay, one more last check for check-ins or comments, please call W2MJB or net control.
W2MJB. This is Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Lima Lima, Joe and Greer. No traffic. The round table.
W2MJB recognizing KO4ALL, Joe and Greer. Is that correct, Joe? You weren't in my log before, so I don't know if you changed, if you were here, if you changed your call sign or not. If you can recheck and verify that KO4ALL is correct.
Yep, you got it. That's correct. It's been a couple months since I checked in, but I'm still here.
Great. Thanks for checking in, Joe, and appreciate the check-in. And have a wonderful evening there in Greer. Okay, one last call. We may get one check-in here at a time until 10 o'clock or maybe a little bit longer, but we'll go for another comments or check-ins. Please call W2MJB or net control. This is W2MJB, net control for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Hang on just a minute. Tomorrow night, the 28th, I just had to grab my calendar for a second. Tomorrow night, W4DJW, Dave will be calling the net, so please check in with him. With that, I will be confirming the check-ins through the electronic form, and I'll take a break here to fill that in, and you should be hearing the results here shortly. JB, now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Remember, W4DJW, Dave will be calling the net tomorrow, so night, so please come along and check in with him. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 7-3 and good night to everyone.